The new novel Year Zero, a science fiction comic romp, considers the cosmic implications of our copyright laws. It begins in 1972 with the Pioneer 10 probe, the first spacecraft to achieve escape velocity from the solar system. That's when the, quote, refined league of the universe's extraterrestrials first noticed us and began to tune into our broadcasts. Now, the refined league worships artistic endeavor, and most revered of all the arts is music. But as it turns out,
aliens suck at music.
Rob Reed is the author of Year Zero. We'll be hearing some bits from the audiobook read by John Hodgman. But first, back to those aliens. They had music, and they thought it was pretty good. Until
they heard ours. And the reason isn't so much that their music is terrible. It's more that our music is that good. And then when the aliens do hear their first human song, and it's the theme song to Welcome Back, Kotter, they believe they are hearing the greatest creative achievement since the dawn of time itself.
The universe convulses.
The delight triggered by the Kotter song released so much endorphin-like goo in their brains that they hemorrhaged, bringing on immediate ecstatic death. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back.
Soon they discovered the top 40 stations of the AM spectrum, and they listened to Staying Alive by the Bee Gees, Seasons in the Sun by Terry Jacks, and the immortal Boogie Oogie Oogie by A Taste of Honey. More rhapsodic joy, more hemorrhaging brains.
The last big die-off occurred when WPLJ broadcast both sides of Led Zeppelin IV, and anyone who survived that had what it took to safely listen to even the most stellar rock and roll. Alien anthropologists began studying other aspects of human society, and that's when it hit them. They owed us an ungodly amount of money,
which would bankrupt the entire universe many times over. Could you explain how our copyright laws almost result in the annihilation of the planet?
For reasons that are baked deep into the plot, the aliens are obligated to honor our copyright laws. And this is a problem because, as it turns out, the United States has the most onerous copyright laws ever created by any society anywhere in the universe since the Big Bang. The key manifestation of this is the $150,000 maximum fine that a person can be liable for pirating a single copy of a single song.
And this isn't fiction.
That is not fiction. It is called the Copyright Damages Improvement Act. And tens of thousands of American citizens have, in fact, been sued under that very law.
Tell me about Nick Carter.
Nick Carter is our hero, and like so many great action heroes, he is a low-level copyright lawyer. He is chosen by the aliens to be their champion on Earth. They find that the most powerful media law firm on Earth is called Carter, Geller, and Marx, and there's a young man there named Nick Carter. And they're like, great, the Backstreet Boy, right? So they come down to this Nick Carter, and of course he's not the Backstreet Boy. He's just a low-level copyright attorney who happens to have the same very common last name as the guy who started the firm.
Now, you have a great character in the book, a lawyer named Judy Sherman, who's one of the heads of your protagonist's firm.
Yes.
Is she based on a real character?
She actually isn't. I can't even say that she's a composite of a bunch of people that I know. She's just this terrifying, exhilarating force of white-collar nature who is ruthlessly great at her job, and her job is to make sure that the legal environment is hospitable as possible to the music industry.
Now, I asked you if she was real only because you have another character referred to in the text as Senator Fido, who does
yes.
Judy's bidding like an obedient poodle, but you fleetingly identify him in the footnote as Orrin Hatch.
Yes, indeed. Now, this character fancies himself to be a songwriter, and so music industry lobbyists like Judy are able to manipulate him by playing to this little fantasy of his. And from my own interactions with him over the years, I accrued quite a collection of Orrin Hatch CDs, actually. And it is firmly believed in certain circles that the music industry lobbyists have played to Mr. Hatch's songwriting pretensions to great effect.
At one of Judy's staff meetings where she solicits ways to extend the copyright law, somebody suggests having copyright infringement classified as terrorism.
She's goading her minions to come up with new ways to profiteer from different laws that are on the books. And our hero, Nick Carter, goes through this cockamamie idea about how a change to the Patriot Act could end up putting file sharing right in the same category as dirty bombs and other horrible things. Then Judy seems to denounce him for having such a sick and twisted idea, only to reveal at the end of her faux denunciation that they've already tried it a couple of times.
Rob, I see in your bio that you were one of the first Harvard MBAs to specialize in internet studies. You founded one of the earliest digital music sites, Listen.com. Was this a fever dream of revenge?
No. As I started crafting a storyline around this core notion of aliens loving our music, I realized, hey, I know something that's really hysterical when you think about it, which is our copyright law. From all these years that I spent working in online music, I unfortunately did not meet any aliens, though.
Rob, thank you very much.
Thanks so much.
Rob Reed is the author of Year Zero.